Today's daf is Sanhedrin daf Kufches, and we are at the Mishnah on the bottom of daf Kuf Zayin Amid Beis. So we're about to begin the latter part of Perek Chelek, and really the very home stretch of Mesechta Sanhedrin. So the theme of Perek Chelek is Kol Yisrael Yesh Lem Chelek Lo'ilam Abba, Ve'elu She'en Lem Chelek Lo'ilam Abba. And it was in the Ve'elu She'en Lem Chelek Lo'ilam Abba that the Gemara digressed and got into a lot of well-known and some not such well-known chapters in Nach. We spoke a little bit about Yeravam ben Nevat, Achav, Menashe, Doeg, Achitofel, Bilam, Gehazi. Either way, we're going to go from talking about certain individuals in Nach to the topic of the next part of the parak, which is certain generations in Tanakh. The first one is going to be the Dor HaMabul. So the Dor HaMabul, I don't think, needs much of an introduction. We're all familiar with the story of Noach, who built the Teva with the Mabul, etc., etc. Either way, the topic of today's daf is going to be the Dor HaMabul. Tomorrow we'll be talking about the Dor HaFloga and the Anshei Sdoim, which is, of course, this week's parasha. But either way, it's up to Mishnah. Dor HaMabul, Ein Lohem Chelek, La'ilam Abba. The entire generation of the Mabul that was completely wiped out will not have a Chelek in Olam Abba. Not just that, the Ein Omdim B'din. They will not stand up and have to give Din V'cheshbin Ba'achris Hayomim. So there's this idea that we never really got too much into, that Ba'achris Hayomim, everyone is going to get up, even the Rishoyim, so there'll be some form of Tchias HaMesim that will relate to everybody. They will then give Din V'cheshbin, and it'll be decided who's going to merit to enter Olam Haba, and who's not going to merit to enter Olam Haba. So the Dor HaMabul doesn't have a Chelek in Olam Haba, but it's a little bit more than that. They're also not going to stand L'din, meaning they're completely wiped out. They're done. They'll never be heard from again. Shenema, as the Pasuk says, Lo Yadoin Ruchi Ba'odam Lo Olam. It says Lo Yadoin, which suggests Din. Ruchi, Rashi says, means Olam Haba. So Lo Yadin V'Lo Yiruch. They're a Flogo. Ein Lem Chelek Lo Olam Haba. Shenema, V'yotzev Hashem Oysom Misham Al Pnei Kol Ha'aretz. V'yotzev, it's Hashem Oysom. When it says that Hashem spread them out, it means Olam Hazeh. U'misham Hefitzam, and He scattered them. Lo Olam Haba. Anshei Sdoim Ein Lem Chelek Lo Olam Haba. Shenema, V'anshei Sdoim Ron V'chatoim L'Hashem Oyd. Ron Olam Hazeh V'chatoim Lo Olam Haba. Avol, however, the Anshei Sdoim Omdim B'din. In contrast to what we said about the Dor HaMabul, that the Dor HaMabul will not have a Chelek in Olam Haba, but they're also not Omdim B'din. The Anshei Sdoim, they don't have Chelek in Olam Haba, but they're Omdim B'din. Reb Nechemya argues. He says, Eilu ve'eilu, say the Dor HaMabul and the Anshei Sdoim ain Omdim B'din. In addition to them not having a Chelek in Olam Haba, they're not going to be Omdim B'din. Either Shenema al Kain, Lo Yakumu Rishon Ba Mishpat, V'chatoyim Ba Das Sadikim. Al Kain, Lo Yakumu Rishon Ba Mishpat, Zed Dor HaMabul. And you see from here that they're not even going to stand and give judgment, meaning not only do they not have a chelek in Olam Haba, but they're not even Omdim B'din. But the end of the pasuk, v'chatom badas sadikim elu anshei stoim, so you see that the anshei stoim as well are going to be included in the lo yakumu b'mishpat. Amru loy, but the chachamim told them, einam Omdim badas sadikim. The first part of the pasuk, I agree with you. Al kein lo yakumu rishon b'mishpat. That's referring to the Dor HaMabul. And the Dor HaMabul, you see from that pasuk, they're not only Eilam Chelek Lo Olam Haba, but they're also not going to be Omdim B'din. As it relates to the second part of the pasuk, v'chatom badas sadikim, which is referring to the Anshei Sdoim, it says that they're not going to be Omdim Badas Sadikim. Avol Omdim Badas Rishoyim. So Badas Sadikim, no, they won't have a Chelek in Olam Haba, but they will be Omdim Badas Rishoyim in the sense that they'll be Omdim B'din, they'll be punished for the Averis that they did, and there's going to be punishment all over again. So we mentioned the Dor HaMabul, the Dor HaFloga, and the Anshei Sdoim. Meraglim, says the Mishnah, Eilam Chelek Lo Olam Haba. The Meraglim themselves don't have a Chelek in Olam Haba. That's unbelievable. The Meraglim were hand-chosen. They were the Bechirei Ha'ed. They were the most choshev people of the Dardea. But because of their Avera, says the Mishnah, Ein lohem chelek lo olam haba. Shenemar, Vayamuso ha'noshem v'yitziya dibas ha'aretz ra, b'magefa lifnei Hashem. Vayamuso means b'olam hazeh, b'magefa lo olam haba. Dor ha'midbar. What about the rest of the generation? The ones that all died in the Midbar and they didn't enter Eretz Yisrael. Ein lohem chelek lo olam haba. Ve'ein oimdim b'din. So they are like the Dor HaMabul, and like the door of the Anshei Stoim, according to Rabbi Nechemiah, where they don't have a chelik in Elam Abba, but they also have that klitch. Vein oimdim bedin, shenemar b'nidbar hazeh yitamu v'sham yamusu. Yitamu v'sham yamusu, implying that not only do they not have a chelik in Elam Abba, but they're also not oimdim bedin. Divrei Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Lezer says, aleim u'oimer, regarding the door of Midbar, it says, isfuli chasidoi korsei brisi olai zevach, gather to me, isfuli chasidai, my chasidim, it's referring to the door of Midbar, meaning the door of Midbar will have a chelik in Olam Haba. Adas Koirach in Asid Lalois, the Adas Koirach that fell into the pit, they're never going to come up. Shenema Vatachas Aleim Ha'oretz, Ba'olam Hazeh, Vayoivdu Mitoich HaKol, Olam Haba, Divrei Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer says, Aleim U'Oimer, Hashem Meimis U'Mechaya, Moirid Sha'ol, Vayol. It's interesting, and both of these last two Machloikis in Rabbi Eliezer seems to be the one that's coming more with the Midas HaRachamim, whereas Rabbi Akiva is being a little stronger. That Dar HaMidbar Ein Lam Chelek Loilam Abba, Adas Koirach Ein Lam Chelek Loilam Abba. Ordinarily, Rabbi Eliezer is from the camp of Beit Shammai, which represents Gvura, which represents Din. Rabbi Akiva, usually you think, is from the Talmidim of Beisil. Stating that, we know there's a Rashi, Perek HaMafkid, where Rashi says Rabbi Akiva was also from Talmidei Beit Shammai, one of the most fair Rashis in Shas, but either way. So we have a Mishnah, again, that discusses Olam Abba. Thank you. And specifically, the Dor HaMagol, the Dor HaFlogo, the Anshei Stoim, the Meraglim, the Adas Koirach, and the Dor HaMidbar, all of which is going to be discussed in great detail over the coming daf. Zok to Gemara, Tanu Rabbanan, a Braisa that expounds a little bit about what the Mishnah discussed. Dor HaMagol, Eilam Chelik, Eilam Abba, Shenemar, Vayimach es kol ha-yakum asher al pnei ha-adam, Vayimach es kol ha-yakum, Eilam Hazeh, Vayimachu min ha-aretz, Eilam Abba, Divri, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yudu Ben-Mesera, Rabbi Yudu Ben-Mesera adds what we had in our Mishnah. That not only is the Dor HaMabul not going to have a chelik in Olam Haba, loy chayin, but in addition to that, also veloy nidoyin. They're not even going to have to get up to give din v'cheshbin shenemar, the pasuk that the Mishnah quoted, loy yadayin ruchi ba'adam le'olam. Loy din veloy ruch. Davar achar. What does it mean when it says loy yadayin ruchi ba'adam le'olam regarding the Dor HaMabul? Loy yadayin ruchi shaloy tehei nishmasan chayzeres linadana. It means their neshama is not going to be returned to their body. They won't have tchias ames. What it means is that at the time that Hashem is going to be machsu neshamas of kar mesim, the time of tchias amesim, nishmason, the neshamas of the Dor HaMabul koshal lehem begehenim is gonna be suffering pains. So everybody else is going to be getting that neshamas back. It's going to be tchias amesim. It's going to be some utopian experience. As it relates to the Dor HaMabul, it's going to be just the opposite. Nishmason koshalem megehenem shenemar taru chashash teldu kash ruchachem eish toichlasem. Either way, again, this is all above our pay grade. Not exactly sure what all these things mean. Regardless, the Gemara now is going to digress and we're going to have a blot and change of Gemara that discusses the Dor HaMabul. So a lot of what we're going to learn now, we're familiar with. Rashi's and Chumash, things we've been told since we're a very young child. But this is the Makar. So a lot of the Gemaras, most of the Gemaras in Shas that discuss the Dor HaMabul comes from Sanhedrin Daf Kufches. Tad Rabbanon, Dor HaMabul loy nisga'u. The Dor HaMabul had gaiva. They did have eris. Elo, but you know what led? What was the cause of it? It was because of all the toiv that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had bestowed on them. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Dor HaMabul so much toiv. The economy was booming. Everything was great. It was the best of times. And it got to their head. And as a result, they started doing averis. And it culminated in absolute churban. Maksiv Bahem, how do you know that? The pasuk says, Bateim Shalom Mipachad, Veloy Shevet Aleka Alea, Viksiv Shoiroi Iber Velo Yagel, Tafali Parosoi, Veloy Seshak, Uksiv, the pasuk says, Yishalchu Katsoin Avileim, Vialdeim Yerakate, Uksiv Yisu Kesoi Fechina, Vyismuchul Kol Ugov, Uksiv, and the pasuk says, Yichalu Yemeim Batoiv, Ushneim Ban Im. So what do these psukim mean? I'll read it to you from the English. Their houses were secure from terror, and the rod of God was not upon them. They had security. His ox impregnates does not misdirect its seed. His cow, calves, does not miscarry. They send out their young freely like sheep, and their children frolic. They raise music with drum and harp and rejoice to the sound of the flute. They live out their days in comfort, their years with pleasantness. So this is poetry, but this is also nach. And it's describing the utopian experience that the people living in the Dora Mabel had. But what was the end? Uksiv, you know what else it says? Uverega and a second Sha'ol Yechasu. They go down to their grave. Vehi garma Sha'amru Lekel. You know what caused it? It got to their head. Sur mimenu v'das rechecho leicha fatsnu. Ma shakai ki navdenu manuel ki nefka. We don't need Hashem. That was what they said. Amru, klum tzricha anu loy, elo letipo shev deshamim. Says, what do we need Hashem for? We need it for rain. Yesh lanu naharaisu mayanaish anu mestapkim mahen. We have rivers. We have reserves. We're fine. We can do just fine without rain for an extended period of time. Amra HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells the Dora Mabel, really? Batoiva sheshpati lehem bom machis enoisi. You're going to go against me. You're going to anger me. Dafka. With the toiv that I gave you, here I gave you everything, and now you're using that as the vehicle to rebel against me. You know what I'm going to do? Uba ani don oisam. I'm going to take that very toiv and I'm going to punish you with it. Shenemer vani hinini mevi es hamabo mayim. So Hashem takes mayim, which is always the symbol of parnasa, gishamim hainu parnasa, specifically related to this Taina that they had. What we need Hashem's rain. Hashem says this is going to be rain, and rain is going to be your downfall. Rabbi Yosi says the Ramabel in Eskoa Elabish for Galgal the Ayin Shadayim Lehem. The Avera of the Ramabel was their eyes. Shenemar. It says that they saw the Bnei Saaretz Vayikchu Lehem Noshim Mikoy Lasher Bacharu. They looked at things they weren't supposed to look at, took things they weren't supposed to take. So the Avera was with the Galgal Ha'ayin, with their eyeball. Therefore, they were punished with water because the raindrop is doima legal gal ha'ayin. It's shaped like an eyeball. Shenemar nifku komaynis tein rabo va'arubes hashemayim niftachu. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, "Dor amabo berabe kilkulu." That there, that amabo was big. It was berabe kilkulu uberabe nidoinu, and it's for that reason they were punished. So nothing the Dor amabo did was subtle, and it's for that reason the punishment wasn't subtle either. Berabe kilkulu shenemar vayar Hashem ki rabo ruasa adam. Rabbi Yochanan said, what does it mean, that Hashem took all these the great fountains and he made them burst forth? That's what it means. Nifku kolmainos tahim rabba. Now, where are those fountains today? So they were opened up, they all burst with tayelas to create the marble, and then they were all taken away. They dissipated. But Rabbi Yechanan says, incorrect. Three of those minos tohim rabba still exist today. And what are those three things? Beloyo de goder, the chami tferia, the enyo rabasi de reiram. So chami tferia we're all familiar with. So the chami tferia is one of those minos tohim rabba that were sent forth for the specific purpose to punish the Dora Mabel. We still have a few of them. Incidentally, the Chami Tver is where? It's in Eretz Yisrael. I thought the Mabel never affected Eretz Yisrael. Right? The Sfurna says in the end of Parashas Noach that the reason that the Avir of Eretz Yisrael is Machkim is because it was never affected. It was never affected by the Dora Mabel. Something to think about. Either way, Ki Yishchus Kol Basar is Darki Al Ha'aretz Amrap Yechanon Melamed. What does it mean that the Kol basa was mashchis as darkoi? The people, they did averis. What do animals know about doing averis? An animal's not a bal bechira. Rabbi Yechon and Seven Lamed is coming to teach us sherviu behema al chaya vechay al behema. The behemas were doing averis with chayos and the chayos with behemas. Vahakol, and both the behemas and the chayos al adam v'adam al hakol. That was the level of the promiscuity. Amar Rab Abba Bar Kahana, the kulam chazru. After the mabul, everybody came around, meaning every min continued to be mizdavig with me, noi. They stopped the craziness that was going on right before the mabul. Chutz, there's one species, it's a bird that still mates with other species, and that is called the tushlami. Vayomer likim lenoyach, kates kol basar balafanu. Am Rabbi Yochanan, boy yurei kama gadol koyish chomes. Take a look at the koyav of chomes. Because what's the pasuk? What does Hashem emphasize to Noyach? Why is he going to go ahead and do what he's going to do? Because of Chamas. So you see from here, Shari Dara Mabel over Alakal, Dara Mabel did all that there is in the world. Until they had Gezel, until they had Chamas, nothing happened. Right? What does the Pasuk say? So with all that there is that they did, At the end of the day, what was their downfall? What sealed their fate, literally? What does that mean? That chomos, so to speak, stood up. Right, you have midas harachamim, talks to Hashem, the Torah is chigri sak. So here you have chamas as a living organism, stands up and it stands in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'om alafon of ribayna shalaylam, loy mehem, v'loy mehamaynam, v'loy mehemeyhem, v'loy noyha bohem. Either way, Tanu Dvei Rabbi Yishmael, af al noyach nechtav zardin, el shematzachem be'enei Hashem. So the Gemara says a dover nifla. The Gemara says that really, when Hashem sealed the fate of the Dor HaMavol, Noach was supposed to be included. Noach was supposed to be punished together with his generation. If so, why wasn't he punished? Because he was Motzachim b'Enei Hashem. Shenemar, it's a pasuk in the Torah. Nichamti ki asisim, the Noach Motzachim b'Enei Hashem. So this pasuk is the last pasuk of Parashas Bereishis. You know the first pasuk of Parashas Bereishis? Bereishis bar lekim es ha-shamayim v'sa'aretz. What's the last pasuk of Parashas Bereishis? V'noyach motzochein be'enei Hashem. Read through the whole parasha. V'yar Hashem ki rabba ra'asa adam ba'aretz. V'chol yetze machshav ha'islibay rak rak kol hayom. Hashem looks around at the world that he created and he sees that they're rak rak kol hayom. V'yinochim Hashem ki yosa es ha'adam ba'aretz. V'yisatzev alibet. The Gemara is going to darshan that pasuk in a moment. V'yomer Hashem emche Adam. Let me wipe out man. Hashem says, I regret ever making man. What did I need this for? Look at what they did. Look at what they did. V'noyach, however, says the pasuk, Matzachem b'enei Hashem. So said, Tonet v'Rabbi Yishmael, just reading the psukim. The psukim seemed to say that really Noyach should have been included in the punishment of the Dor HaMavol. The only reason he wasn't is because he was Matzachim b'Enei Hashem. Now the problem with that is the very next psukim. Eilu told us Noach, Noach is tzaddik, tamim hoya b'dei roisov, eso alikim es alich Noach. So was Noach saved because he was a tzaddik? And as the pasuk says later, ki oischa mikzah shvachai ro'isi tzaddik lefane b'dor hazeh, or is it really just simply because he was Noisachin? You know, the Goyin says that what is the word chin? The shersha, the word is chinam. Chin usually comes from nothing. People are just noisachay. People are sometimes just noisachay. My father always says that the Alt Alexander Rebbe, the Reb Menachem, used to give people brachas. You should be noisachay by people. Because if you have nesias chayin, parnasa is going to come with it. All the good hashpoyes come when a person is noisachay. So chayin usually is just a thing. It's something that a person has. So was it v'noyach motzachay b'nei Hashem? Or was it because he was a tzaddik, he was a tamim, esol ikim esal ichnayach. But either way, there's a very important Arachayim HaKadosh. The Arachayim says a dover nifla. Last Arachayim in Parshas Bereishis. He says as follows, v'ein mizeh ha'chocha loymar. Don't think that because the pasuk says, v'noyach matzachim b'enei Hashem, ki lo yoyo tzaddik, that means he wasn't a tzaddik. Ki agam shehoyo tzaddik, of course he was a tzaddik. It's also a psukim in the Torah. But lo tatzilenu tzidkosoy. That in and of itself couldn't help him. Ela bechinas hachein shehisik meyemtzois bechinas hamitzvos. Noach did mitzvahs. The mitzvahs caused him to be noisachem b'enei Hashem. But at the end of the day, his personal redemption, the reason he was saved, is this pasuk. It's Rabbi Yishmael's memra. It's because he was matzachem b'enei Hashem. Listen to what the Arachayim says. Ki yesh l'chol adas. He says, I'm going to reveal a secret to you right now. Ki yesh mitzvahs. There are certain mitzvahs. Shetoyaltam. That if you do these mitzvahs, the toyeles, the result that you're going to get from it is laham shechein ala adam. It's going to cause you to be noisachein. He says, bepchines gimel oydalid mitzvahs yuduos. There are three or four mitzvahs that could have this effect. Vashem loy hidia toyeles hamitzvahs, but Hashem didn't tell us what they are. Shtam sheamru chazal sheyarutzu kol oil mitzvahs. Because if you're going to know what they are, you're going to run after these mitzvahs. That's what you're going to do. So just like we don't know matan scharish on mitzvahs, it's for the same reason we don't know which mitzvahs cause a person to be noisachein. Vezeh noyach. This noyach zocha umotzah hachein. He failed it. He did those mitzvahs. Those mitzvahs caused him to have nesias chaim. And says the Archaim, gam shmo yagid kein. His name is a remiss to it. Ki noyach, if you read it backwards, it's chaim. But al koponim, Zanoyach is a tzaddik, he's a tamim, esol ikim esalich noyach, but that in and of itself would not have protected him. You know what protected noyach? He was matzachein b'nei Hashem. How was he matzachein? He did mitzvahs that can lead a person to be noisachein. What are those mitzvahs? We don't know. Three or four mitzvahs says Darach Chaim, but Hashem wasn't Megaltas. Because Hashem would be Megaltas, you do those mitzvahs. It'd be an easy way out almost. Noyach found those mitzvahs, Noyachin, but Al Koponim. Now you know a little bit of the rest of the story. Again, we're reading Psukim and Darach Chaim HaKudishes. But either way, Zok Tepazik Vayitiv, Vayinochim Hashem Ki Oso Es HaAdam Ba'aretz. So what does Vayinochim mean? Poshed, it means he like regretted or he reconsidered. It means that he was happy with what he did. My mashma, where do you find vayinochim? Meaning Hashem is okay with what he's about to do. Some say just the opposite. He regrets ever creating them. In other words, what does Vayinochim mean? Does Vayinochim mean he's okay with it? Or does Vayinochim mean that he regrets what he did? I'll tell you an unbelievable Chassam Sefer. So, you know, you learn Parshas Noach. There's so much to talk about. So you have to really, try to... But the point is, I'll tell you a beautiful Chassam Sefer. The Pasuk says, Vayar Hashem ki rabbe ro asa odom ba'aretz, v'chol yetzer... And then this pasuk, Vayinochim Hashem ki yoseh sa'odem ba'aretz Vayis'atzei v'alibay. Says the Chassam Sofer. The Gemara says in Masechtas Eirvin, Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, a well-known Gemara, Tanu Rabbanan, Shnei Shanim U'mechtzu, Nechleku Beishamai Bezal. The Talmidim of Shammai and Talmidim of Hillel argued for 2.5 years. Halalu Aymrim, some said, Noyach loy la'odem shloy nivra yoseh misha nivra. We would have been better off that Hashem never created us. No, it's much better off that we were created. I mean, they weren't sure. What would have been better? Would have been better that Hashem just never have created man, and our neshamas would still be chelukeli kamimal, namadiki sufa. But at the same time, we wouldn't have been exposed to the risk that we have by living on this world. Or no, it's much better that we got involved in this high-stakes game where we're on this world and we have an opportunity to do mitzvahs. We have to stay away from doing averus, but at the end of the day, seif hakavod lavoi, we can get so much by doing it. They fought for 2.5 years. What they concluded was, it would have been much better off had we not been created. However, achshav shenivra, now that we were created, we better get our act together. Yifashvesh b'maisav, v'amrilon, some say, Yemashvesh b'maisav. It's Yidua, the Marsha. And this Marsha is in the end of Masechtas Makis, says that how did they know Noyach Loyla Adam Shaloy Nivra Yosem Ishanivra? Nimnu Vagamra. You know what they did? They counted. There's 248 mitzvahs saseh, Ramach Esen. There's 365 Lois saseh, Shisa Lavin. Had we not been created, we wouldn't have had the 248 mitzvahs asay. But at the same time, we also wouldn't have been able to do the 365 lois asays. So what's more? There's more lavin than there are essen. So noich loy la'adam shaloy nivra, yaisem ish nivra. Because now we have an opportunity to do 248 mitzvahs asay, but at the same time, there's 365 lavin. So being that there's more lavin than essen, says the Marsha, nimnu, they counted. They counted the asays, they counted the lois asays, and as a result, the gamru, they came out. Noich loy la'adam shaloy nivra, yaisem ish nivra. Zok tichsam seifer, there's a flaw in this cheshbon. You know what the flaw is? We know, machshava toiva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Metzar for the Maisa. Machshava Ra, ain't HaKadosh Baruch Hu Metzar for the Maisa. That means if a person does a mitzvah, and he has a machshava toivah to do the mitzvah, which you would think he would have, in addition to getting schar for the mitzvah, he's getting an additional schar. A schar for the machshava toivah. But when a person does an avera, even though he had machshava to do the avera, he'll be punished for the avera, but he's not going to be punished for the machshava to do the avera. So, Freik Tichsam Sofer, I don't understand. It really is 248 mitzvahs asays times two, because you're going to get schar for doing the mitzvah, plus you're going to get schar for the machshava to do the mitzvah. So, 248 times two, back of the envelope arithmetic, is 496. Whereas on the lavin, being that you're not getting punished for the machshava, you're not. It's only 365. But Zok Demarsha, that's only true if when a person does the mitzvah, he doesn't just do it by rote. He doesn't just do it mitoichergo. He doesn't do it in a mindless way. He actually thinks about the mitzvah that he's doing. So then you have the maisa ha-mitzvah, and the Rachmana Liba boy, like we spoke about yesterday, with Doig and Achi Teufel, you have the Machshava to do the mitzvah as well. But if a person just does a mitzvah azoy, but his heart isn't there, then all he has is Zoktim Rechsam Sefer, that's the pasuk. Vayar Hashem ki rabbi rosa adam baretz. Hashem saw that people were doing averis, but they were also doing mitzvahs. But the problem was, v'chol yetzer machshava is libay rak rak kol ayoy. Their heart was in a bad place. So despite the fact that they were doing mitzvahs, but they weren't doing it mitah hearts, because machshava is libay was rak rak kol ayoy. So it comes out, you have the 365 lavin, and you only have 248 asin, because you don't have the machshava toivah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mitzar for l'maisa. It's vayinochim Hashem, ki yoses ha'odom ha'aretz. So Hashem regretted ever making man, because if that's the case, nimnu v'gomru, noyech leil ha'odom shalei nivra, yaisim shenivra. Classic chasam sefer. So, the Gemara weiter. Eile told us Noach is tzaddik. Tamim Maya b'day Raisa. I'm Rabbi Yechinen. Rabbi Yechinen said, "What does it mean? Tamim Maya b'day Raisa?" You may have heard this Chazal. B'day Raisa, in his generation, he was a tzaddik. Rabbi Loi b'day Raisa Acherim. Yesh darshan lignai. Rish Lakish Amar. Rish Lakish said, "B'day Raisa, kol shkein b'day Raisa Acherim." No, b'day Raisa, even in his generation. What do you mean his generation? This generation, we just said that the chayis, the ifis, the behemis, everybody was doing others. Ati shachis aretz. So people, creations that don't have bechira, don't have free will, were doing averis because sin had permeated the land on such a level. And Noach somehow, who is about bechira, he was able to overcome that. Reish Lakish said, could you imagine that Noach lived in Avraham Avinu's generation, a different generation, how great it would have been? So Rabbi Yochanan is the Yesh Darshan Lignai, and Reish Lakish is the Yesh Darshan L'Shvach. Everyone knows the Mishnah, Yesh Darshan Lignai, Yesh Darshan L'Shvach. So now we could put faces to the names, or names to the Yesh Ayrims. It's Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. I'm Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Chanina said, Mashal to Rabbi Yochanan L'madav Adoyma. I'll explain to you, Shitas Rabbi Yochanan with a Mashal. The Chavish Shal Yayin, there was a Chavish Shal Yayin, glass of wine, chayse munachas b'martiv shal chaymetz, and it was in a cellar of vinegar. B'mkoyma reicha noitiv. So if somebody walked into the vinegar, the contrast between the aroma of the wine and the aroma of the vinegar was so stark that the wine taste smelled really, really good. But shalaydim koyma, if you put a glass of wine on a table, it doesn't really smell. The contrast between it and the vinegar, yeah, but usually not. So the same thing was Noach in his door, if you compared him to everybody else, he was a tzaddik. But at the same time, had he lived in a different generation, it wouldn't have been that way. Amar Rabbi Yishei Mashal, Reish Lakish, Madami. Let me explain to you, Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish, who was the Yesh Darshan L'Shvach. Latzluches shal puyotun, shayis munachas b'mkei matinofes. So this was a latzluches that had some besamim that smelled really, really good. B'mkeima, and it was in a makam hatinoifes, reicha noidef. In the makam hatinoifes, it smelled good. Kolshke b'makam ha-boisim, certainly if you take it out and put it in a good place, it would smell even better. So that according to Rabbi Yochanan was like a glass of wine. Wine doesn't really have much of an aroma. If you contrast it to something that has a bad smell, you would smell it. Shlokhi said just the opposite. Noach was something that smelled really, really good. He couldn't smell that good because he was in a makam atinofes. But if you would have taken him out of the makam atinofes, can you imagine how good he would have smelled? Vayichas kol ha'yikum asher al pnei ha'adam. Im adam chata behema machata. So Hashem doesn't just destroy mankind, but he destroyed kol ha'yikum, everything, even the behema, every pan of Mishra, Mishra ben Parcha. Mashal adam shasta chuppah d'bnai. Explain it to you in a mashal. There was a person who set up a chuppah, he prepared a wedding for his son. The hiskin mikol mine suda liyamim, lo yoleinu meis benoy, your son died. There wasn't going to be a chasen. Amad, he got up, upizer es chupasai. So what he did was, he took all the food they had prepared, and he gave it away. Amar, he said, klum asisi el b'shul b'ni. What did I prepare this meal for? I prepared it for my son's chasen. Achshav shemeis chuppah l'amali. Afakadosh baruch hu amar. Klum barasi behemah v'chaya el b'shul adam. I created everything for Adam. Achshav she'adam. But now that man sinned, behemah v'chaya l'amali. I don't need the behemahs and v'chayas. Pasuk says, mikol ha'sheh b'charov amei. So everyone or everything on dry land died. V'loy dogim shebiyan. But the fish didn't. Darash Rabbi Yosef ben Kisri. Ma'idich siv, kalhu al pnei mayim, tekul al chelkason. Ba'aretz. This is a pasuk in Iyov that's referring to the Dara Map. Noach HaTzadik was giving Teichacha to his generation. And he told him, Asu tshuva, do tshuva. Ve'im lav, and if you don't do tshuva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mevi aleichem es ha-mabel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring the mabel. U'makfe nevlaschem alamayim kezikin. And your bodies are going to float on water like zikin, like leather bags. Not just that, if you don't do tshuva, your generation is going to go down as the most infamous generation of all time, right? You talk about the Dardeya on the one hand, you talk about the Dar HaMabul on the other hand, where people are going to say, Shenema tekula chelkosan ba'aretz, you should be cursed like the Dar HaMabul. What does that pasuk mean? Amar lohem, skip the next few words. Amar lohem, pray the achas yeshli lohitzim mikem. There's a pray the achas that needs to be taken away from the world, and only afterwards is the mabul gonna come. In other words, what happened was, Noach tells his generation, Hashem is bringing a mabul. So he tells them, Umi ma'akev, who's stopping him? Who's stopping Hashem from bringing it? So Noach told them back, the time isn't ready, because there's a prey to achas. Rashi says Mesushelach was still alive, and Mesushelach would have to pass away first, and the 7 days of Shiva of Mesushelach would have to pass before Hashem was ready to bring the mabul. So you know what his daughter told him? Imkein, when the find the achromim. Rashi says, tap Rashi on the yom, kuches on the days. It means we don't have to do tshuva yet, we don't have to clean up our house yet. We still have some time. Oh, we have time until Mesushelach dies. Oh, and then there's going to be Shiva. And Mesushelach was really old. Maybe he's going to, then not long he's going to live. So we still have a little bit of time, so we're good to go. Dar Ashrav, what's in the pasuk that says lapid buz la ashtus shanon nochin the mayade roga. Another pasuk in Iyuv, again talking about Noach and the deramah. Let me show you Noach. Something mechir says Noach was giving teichach. He told him varmishem koshim kelapidim. He gave them real fire and brimstone type of teichach. V'ahoyam evazin oisoi. And you know what the people were doing? They were heckling him. They were embarrassing him. Amrulay, they told him zoke. Spoke to him in a derogatory way. Teva Zulama. Why do you have this? What do you need this ark for? Amr Lahem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, maybe I'll make a mabul. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is bringing a mabul. Amr, they said, mabul shema. What kind of mabul is he bringing? Like, what are you talking about? Im mabul shalesh. And they said, if it's going to be fire, yesh lanu davarach. You know, we have a patent, some invention. V'alisa shemoy. Its name is Alisa. It's fire resistant. That's going to protect us from this fire. Maybe if it's going to be water, then maybe if it's going to come from the ground, we have plates made out of barzel, made out of iron. We're going to cover the aretz with it, and that's going to protect us. And if the water is going to come from shemayim, we have something else. Its name was Akuf. So I'm not sure if the way you're supposed to understand this is that they were just silly, they were primitive, and they somehow thought that some national disaster can come and they're going to be able to al-piderech hateva protect themselves, or maybe they were so advanced scientifically that they actually had a few tricks in their bag. Obviously, nothing that was going to get in the way of what Hashem was going to do. But either way, Amri Lassam say, Oku Shemay, Omelehem, Sash. Noach tells them, who maybe you want to know where it's going to come from, Mibein ikfei raglechem. It's going to come from between your legs. Shenema nochel lemayadi rogel. And that was a symbol of the zera that came about because of the Gili Arayos that existed at that time. Tanya, meimei hamabul koshen kishichva zera. The water of the mabul was of the same material, hot and viscous, like shich v'zera, shenema, nochle meyadi ro. Omer abchizda, b'roischin kilkulu, the deram mabul had the aveira of roischin, of shich v'zera, ba'aveira u'b'roischin nidoinu. And they were punished in the same way. K'siv hach, it says here, v'yashayku amayim, v'k'siv hasim, v'chamas ha-melech, shachach. The pasuk says, v'yidu shivas ha-yomim, u'meya mabul hoyu al ha-aretz. So at the beginning of Parashas Noach, Hashem tells Noach everything that's going to happen, and then finally, Noach has his final instructions. That's it. It's happening right now. But what does Hashem tell Noach? It's not happening right now. In 7 days, I'm going to bring the mabul. So he gets a 7-day warning, so to speak, a 7-day heads up that it's going to be happening in 7 days. Says the Gemara, Ma tivam shel shivas hayamim. Why did Noach need a 7-day warning? Meaning, Noach, we now have been building the Teva for 120 years. So this was a long time in the making. Noach knew what he had to do. He had all the instructions. But Hashem says, listen, I'm telling you now, in 7 days this is going to happen. Oh my Rav, there's significance to the Shivas Hayom. Elu Yumei Avelu Shem Mesushalach. We said before that the Prey the Achas Mesushalach would have to pass away before the Mabul was going to come. But not only was Mesushalach going to die, but out of covet to Mesushalach, his family would be able to mourn him for 7 days. The world, the universe, would mourn Mesushalach, and only afterwards would the Mabul come. L'lamed chana comes to teach us, she'hespeidam shel tzadikim ma'akvinas apuronius lavoi. A beautiful limud. Now, when people are maspid tzadikim, that holds back puronius from coming. The Mabul is supposed to come, but it's not coming. It's deferring. has to give the right away to the hesped of Mesu Shalach. Davar Acher, another pshat, l'shivas. It's a reference to the shivas yimei bereishis. Sheshina aleim HaKadosh Baruch Hu seyde bereishis. Because during the time of the Mabul, Hashem flipped the seyde bereishis. Because ordinarily, the chama rises in the east and it sets in the west. But here, the chama was yoytseis mimayrif. It rose in the west. The Sheikhas the Mizrach, and it said in the East of Arach, another Pshat, Shekovlam HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Zman Gadol. Hashem gave them a Zman Gadol. Hashem gave them 120 years to try to do tshuva. V'achakach, and afterwards, Zman Katam. Then afterwards, he gave them another 7 days. One last chance. Unbelievable. So they had 120 year opportunity to do tshuva. When Noach's giving them Teichacha, Chazorbach, do tshuva, and everything is going to be fine. The Gemara mentions some of the Shaka Vatariya. They didn't listen. Hashem says, you know what? I'll give you a Zman Katan. I'll give you one last chance. 7 days. And Noach goes to the people and he tells them in 7 days it's going to happen. Either way, we know what happened. Davar Achel HaShivaz Yom in a final pshat, Shehetima Me'ein Olam Haba. Hashem gave them 7 days of Me'ein Olam Haba. So the last 7 days of the Dor HaMabul was unbelievable. It was Me'ein Olam Haba. Why? Why would they say to Me'ein Olam Haba? That doesn't make a lot of sense. Counterintuitive. Kedesha Yedu, so they should recognize Matoivu Mona Mehem, what they're going to lose. The Marsha says something unbelievable. The Marsha says that the other generations didn't have to get this. You know why? Because the other generations are going to get up, Achrus Hayomim, by Tchias HaMeisim, and then they're going to be punished. So they're going to see what the tzaddikim are going to get and what the rishonim are going to get. So this feeling of kedesha yedu ma toivu manu mehen is something that they're going to get. It will play out achrus hayom. But being that the Dora Mabul, the Mishnah said, not only do they not have oil maba, but they're not going to be judged. That means they're not going to even get up achrus hayom. If they're not going to get up achrus hayom, how are they going to know what they're missing? Oil maba is ayin leiros. So they have no way of knowing what oil maba is to be able to appreciate the loss. So to give them a full appreciation of what it is that they're losing out as a result of the averus that they're doing, Hashem gave them 7 days of Me'ein Olam Haba, and then the Mabul came. So they should realize what it is they lost out because of the averus that they did. So just to pause for one moment. So we just had a few Gemaras that talk about Noach, who is given the shlichus from Hashem to go get the people of his generation to repent. That was his job. And he got up, pulpit, fire and brimstone, the Gemara says, and he gives them speeches and mussar, and the idea was to try to get them to do tshuva. 120 years. Chazal said that's what it took 120 years to build the teva, because during the 120 years, Noach was going to go and he was going to be Mechiach. And even after the 120 years, another 7 days. What happened at the end? At the end, nobody did tshuva. Who enters the teva? Noach, his wife, his three sons, and their wives. Which, if you think about it, is unbelievable. Noach had 120 years to try to get his generation to do tshuva, and he couldn't be makar of one person, most unsuccessful kiruv initiative of all time. It doesn't make sense. 120 years to try to be makar of rechaikim, and he wasn't able to be makar of anybody. Avram Avinu, 10 generations later, was going to come with thousands, the Rambam says, tens of thousands of people. The vanefesh ha'sha'asa v'charen. So how's it possible? How's it possible that Noach wasn't able to be makar of anybody? So I just want to be makdim. You talk about Noach, you talk about Avraham Avinu, just like when we talk about, you know, some of the personalities in Nach that we've been discussing over the last couple of weeks. So everything has to be taken with a grain of salt. And we have to realize that we don't fully understand anything that we're talking about. But at the same time, these are parshias that little children already learn, because the greatest lessons of life are meant to be taken out of these parshias. So something we need to learn from this story, how Noach had an inability to succeed, whereas everybody else was. So I'm going to tell you something that The Zohar says that Noach was with his family in the Teva for 12 months. Says the Zohar, the Teva was like a jail. It was a base ma'asar. And the reason Noach was put in this jail, so to speak, for Yud Beis Chodesh, is because Noach needed a kapara. He needed a tikkun. The reason he needed a kapara was because he was the Gadol Hador, says the Zohar, and Noach should have done more to try to save his generation. Avraham Avinu fights on behalf of Stoim. Noach didn't do that. And being that Noach didn't do that, we don't know what he did. But whatever he did do, he could have and should have done more. And he was punished as a result of that. I saw the Chassam Sofer brings the Zohar. And the Chassam Sofer says that, you know, it always bothered him. It says that the Mishpat of the Dor HaMabul was Yud Beis Chodesh. Mishpat Mitzrayim was Yud Beis Chodesh. Mishpat Rishon B'Gehenim was Yud Beis Chodesh. The Mishpat was Yud Beis Chodesh. Why was it Yud Beis Chodesh? It sounds like there was a flood and everybody drowned. What, for 12? Where were they for 12? They were swimming with the fish for 12 months. Where were they for 12 months? They probably died in an instant. Zachtich Sam Sofer, they died in an instant. The Mishpat was Noach. Noach was punished for Yud Beis Chodesh. Because when Noach was in the Teva state in Zaya, was a geder of a punishment. What was the punishment for? It was a punishment for him not putting himself out there a little bit more for his generation. So I was thinking, the Mishnah says, Aharon HaKohen was an Oyev Shalom v'Roydev Shalom. He was Oyev HaSabriyos v'Makarvan l'Torah. You see, if you want to bring somebody closer to the Torah, if you want to be successful in general, how to win friends and influence people, but certainly when it comes to Kiruv and bringing people closer to Avodas Hashem, you have to genuinely love that person. And if you can't genuinely love that person, you're not going to be successful. Aharon was an Oyev HaSabriyos first, Umikarvan L'Torah second. Because if the person that you're trying to mashpia gets the sense that you have an agenda, or you're doing it from some ulterior motive, you're dead on arrival. You don't stand a chance. The way to be successful, the way to get people closer, the way to be Makar of the Torah, is by being at Oyev HaSabriyos. If Noach, Chazal say, on some level, didn't put himself out there enough for his generation, he didn't daven enough, he didn't plead with Hashem the way Avraham Avinu did, maybe he was lacking a little in his Oyev HaSabriyos. If he was lacking in Oyev HaSabriyos, then it's poshut why he didn't have the same ability to be Makar of the Torah. What did Noach do when he was in the Teva for 12 months? He was busy feeding animals. The Medrash says that Shem ben Noach meets Avram Avinu. Malki Tzedek Melech Sholem. That's Shem ben Noach. He meets Avram. And Avram sits down with Shem and he says, Shem, tell me a little bit of what went on in the Teva. Right. We're all curious. What went on in the Teva? He says, the Teva? You have no idea. All we did was we were feeding animals the whole day. When this animal was needed to eat, this animal was sleeping. When this animal was sleeping, says, as a matter of fact, it was one time where my father was ma'acher to give the lion food by a nanosecond and he was bitten. It was unbelievable. That's what, for Yud Beis Chodesh, all we did was feed animals. And Avraham Avinu heard that and he was inspired. He was very moved. He couldn't believe it. He says, wow, the whole world, Geit Fafen, Noach and his family, they're in the Teva. What's the Avodah? What does Hashem want from Noach while he's in the Teva? He wants him to do Chesed. So Avraham Avinu said, wow, Chesed is so chashuv. And Chesed with animals, no less. Can you imagine if I do Chesed with people? Miyad says the Medrash Vayita Eshel. That was Avraham Avinu's inspiration to open up his tent, achila shtia levaya. But look at it from Noach's perspective. Noach is in the Teva. Noach is in the Teva for Yud Beis Chodesh. All he's doing is chesed with animals. It's mashma that during this time, the Yud Beis Chodesh, where he was punished, where he needed a tikkun. The tikkun was chesed. You have to do for others. You have to put yourself out there. You have to be Oyev HaSabriyos, and not just Briyos Basavadam. Briyos in terms of animals, even that was important, because that was the rehabilitation, so to speak, that Noach and his family needed in order for the world to go weiter. Either way, Zok Tigimara Vaiter Mikol Abhema Tahira Tikkun Chashiva Shiva Ish Fish. So Shem tells Noach, the non-kosher animals, you take two, male and female, Zohar and Akeva. The kosher animals, seven. Why seven? Rashi says, because these animals were going to be used to bring karbonis. Ishos, the behem, mummy, isle. But the Gemara is medayek. Ishos, ish, v'ishtoi. These are animals. Amrab, shulbar, nachmeni, amrab, yenis, ami, oisim, shalay, nev, dem, amaver. We mean from animals that acted amongst themselves the way ish, v'ishu would act, but not animals that did averis. Mino yada, how did Noach know which animals did what? Amar Rav Chisda, Shehavino l'fnei HaTeva, he brought them in front of the Teva, Kol Sheh Teva, Kol Tosai, any animal that the Teva would take in, B'yodua Shalein Avdom Aver, meant it didn't do an Aver, Kol Sheh Inah Teva, Kol Tosai, any animal that the Teva wouldn't take in, B'yodua Shalein Avdom Aver, V'olur V'osiz, B'yisam B'amei Lehem, they all came by themselves. Pasuk says, actually, before we go back there, so you have here the idea that the behemoths HaTmeyos were two, and of the Tahiros were seven. I saw in the Sefer Torah's brisk, they bring from Rabbi Michal Feinstein, Zatzal. So he says something very interesting. Rashi says in Chumash, Shnayim Shnayim Bo El Noach El Ateva Zocher Nekeva Kashutziva Lekimas Noach. Says Rashi, Bo El Noach, one word, Me'elehem. The animals all came by themselves. So Noach didn't have to go out and stop finding the animals. They were Bo Me'elehem. Stating that, when it comes to the kosher animals, the Pasuk says, Mikola Behema HaTahoira Tikach Lecha. Shem tells Noach, go take them. Not just that, Rashi says, Mikan Shenoach Lama Torah, because Noach had to know which animals were kosher to be able to go out and get them to make sure that he's taking seven. So he shteled, he said, why is it that by the non-kosher animals, they were Bo Me'elehem? Yet by the kosher animals, Mikola Behema HaTahoira Tikach Lecha. So he said that the non-kosher animals came into the Teva, L'kiyum Amin. The only way that they were going to be alive and around post-Mabul was if they somehow made it into the Teva. So Hashem needed it to happen. Hashem took care of business. It happened miraculously. Noach didn't have to stress over it. No, Amelos didn't have to lift a finger. They were Bo, Melem. It all happened miraculously. But the ones that came Shiva, Shiva, why did they come seven? They could have came two. The reason they came seven was because they were going to be used for Karbonis. They were going to be used to serve Hashem. They were going to be used for mitzvahs. When a person does a mitzvah, it comes with struggles. It's the nature of it. It's the way it is. And therefore, Noach had to go out and find these animals by himself. Because mitzvahs don't just come on a silver platter. There's struggles. You have Yetzer Hara. You have Bechira. You do want to do it. You don't want to do it. Ki Yetzer Leva Adam. Ra Mina Urav. Ki Yetzer Machshavei Sliba. Rak Rak Kol Hayom. That's the nature of the beast. That is the way it works. So the reality when it comes to a mitzvah is you have to work a little bit. You have to schwitz a little bit. So the seven were going to come for Karbonos. It's for that reason. It's for that reason Noach had to go ahead. He had to take them by himself. This is what he says at the end. Here's the punchline. Mesalper al Chasam Sofer. They say about the Chasam Sofer. Shekasha Hirgish B'Sof Yomav. Shu Mekayim Mitzvahs B'Nekel. At the end of his life, he felt that mitzvahs were coming. It was very easy for him to do mitzvahs. He wasn't struggling, so he didn't have to fight his Yetzer Hara. It was coming very, very easy. Omar, he said, Shekinirik Varhigius Mane Lestalik Min Olam. He said, I'm afraid that it's the end of my days, and I'm gonna pass away in the not too distant future. That's what the Chasam Sofer said. Da mitzius shu mekayim mitzvus bekalos. He said because if it's so easy for me to do mitzvus, moichicha, it means ki ein roitzim b'avodaso. They don't want my mitzvus anymore. Because if they would want my mitzvus, then the sitra achra, the yetzer hara would come, and he would do everything he could possibly do to try to get me not to do mitzvus. If it's so easy for me, it must be they don't want my mitzvus anymore. That's the way mitzvahs get done. And Sedech Sam Sofer was too easy. And if it's easy, it means that I'm doing something wrong. You know you're doing something. You know you're in the right. It's hard to wake up in the morning. It means you're supposed to wake up in the morning. That's how you know. That is the litmus test. When it goes easy, you see, it's easy. No, it's just the opposite. When it's easy, it means we're not that impressed. Yeah, let him do his thing. Nobody really cares. When it's hard, when it comes with nisyonos, that's the barometer. It's counterintuitive, but that's the barometer. Either way, zok to gemara vayter. Asei lucha tevas atzei goifer. So we know the teva was made out of atzei goifer. My goifer. We know what atzei is, wood. But what does goifer wood mean? Amar av ada. Amar dvei rab sheila zu mavliga. Okay. Rashi brings two pshat. The tzayir was either a window or it was a diamond. The Gemara brings the diamond pshat. So it should make light. So the roof of the teva was on a slant, but on top it was one amo, the bahachi with the kaima, and that was there simply for plumbing reasons, for draining. So that was a technicality. Tachtim, shtim, v'shlishim, taseh. We know that the teva had three floors. Tano, tachtim, lezevel. The bottom floor was for zevel. Emtsoyim, la behema, el yoinim, la adam. Pasuk says, vayishalich es ha'orif. So it's interesting. If you look at the pasuk, so we all know that Noach sends a bird out to find out whether the storm has already passed, right? That's basically what he does. But if you look at the pasuk, Noach sends two birds. Vayishalach es ha'oyrev. First, Noach sends a raven. Vayetze, he goes yotze v'shoiv, this way, that way, ad yevoshes ha'mayim me'al ha'aretz. And then the very next pasuk, vayishalach es ha'yoyno me'itoy. Then he sends a yoyno, a dove. Lireis ha'kalu ha'mayim ma'pnei ha'adoma v'lei matza yoyno manoyach l'kaf raglo. Yoyno's klal yisrael, klal yisrael's lei matza manoyach l'kaf raglo, of course. But either way, so first he sends an oyrev, a raven, and then he sends a dove. So why do you have to send the yoyno if you already sent the oyrev? What's going on over here? Says the Gemara. First he sent the oyrev. But the oyrev refused to go on the shlichus. And he actually came with a pretty good argument to Noach. He tells him, you know, your master, Hashem, hates me. And you hate me as well. Your master hates me, not Shivam, and not Shaim. Because an oyrev is a non-kosher bird. So he says, the kosher one, seven, and us, it's only two. You hate me as well. You know, if you're going to send a bird out to go find out what's going on, take a kosher bird, because you have seven of them. You have room for error. In case it doesn't come back, you can live without it. But instead you're sending me, if you don't have me, and my mate, there's no way for us to procreate. So by you sending me, you're showing you don't really care that much about the raven. We don't care about that. Because otherwise, you would protect me, says the Gemara. Oy. So the Oirev said, unless you have an ulterior motive, Shemeli Ishtiyat Tzarech. He tells Noach, maybe you want my wife, and that's why you want me out of the picture. Amalei, Rasha, says Rasha, Bamutali Nesali. I'm not allowed to be with my own wife in the Teva, but Nesali, like Kolshkin, certainly not with yours. Minol, the Nesri, says the Gemara, how do you know that there was an Isatash Meshamita, the Chsivu Vasal Ateva Atu Vanecha, the Ishtacho Neshev Vanecha Itach. Uksivit says, Seven Ateva Atu Vishtacho Uvanecha Neshev Vanecha Itach. You see the diktok? When Noach enters the Teva, it says, Ubasal Ateva, Ata uvanecha, you and your sons, and then it says v'ishtecho neshevanecha. The men and the women are separate, but when they leave the teva, it says semen ateva ata v'ishtecho, you and your wife, uvanecha neshevanecha, your sons and their wives. A gavaldig idea. From Rabbi Yochanan, mikan amru shenesu v'tashamita. That's how you know when they enter the teva, it had to be separate. Tana Rabbanon shloisha shimshu bateva. Despite the fact. That there was an Isser Tashmash Shamita in the Teva. There were three that were Meshamish in the Teva. The Kulam Loku, they were all punished. Who were the three? Kelev, the dog, the Oirev and the raven, the Chum and Chum Noyachson. Kelev, what was his punishment? Nikshar, he is tied up. Oirev, Ruk, he spits. Rashi says, he spits seed from his mouth to the mouth of the Nekeva. Chom loka ba'oira, he was affected with his skin. Rashi says, Kush, the Kushiyim come from Chom. Either way, this is the Gemara right here. So the Gemara says that first Noach sends the Oirev, and the Oirev doesn't want to go. Why doesn't the Oirev want to go? Because he suspected that Noach wanted his wife. So because the Oirev didn't want to go. So now Noach had to revert to plan B. Now you know the rest of the story. So instead of sending the Oirev, Vayishalach, as a Yoyna, he sent the Yoyna, Meitoi, Lirei Sakalu Amayim, Amrav Yermia, Mikancha, Dirosin, Shal Oifois, Tahoirev, and Tzadik. You have to know what this means. But you see from here that the Yoyna, as an Oif Tahor, lived with the Tzadikim. Because what does the Pasuk say? Vayishalach, as a Yoyna, Meitoi. Meidrei sounds like it was together with Noach. He was on the top floor, on the floor where Noach was, and it was from that floor that he sent him. Hine Alei Zayis, Taref Befia, comes back with a olive leaf in his mouth. Amar Abelazo, Amar Yoyin Lufayan Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Yoyin was turning to Hashem and said, Ribbono Shel Olam, Yiyu Mezoinoisai Merurim Kazayis, Umesurim Biyotcho. Halavai, I should be supported by you. I should be supported by you, even if my mezoinos are going to be bitter. Vayu mesukin kidvash. I'd rather that than a parnoso that's masuk midvash, but a mesur miad basav adam. It's totally in somebody else. My mash, but I teref lusher the mezoinu. What do you say anything about parnoso? Because it says the word teref. Fini ali zayis tora befia and ksiv. It says hatrifeni lechem chuki regarding parnoso. So you see that when the Yoyna comes back with the Zayas in its mouth, it's telling Hashem that I'm okay, I'm masking for my Parnasa to be Murr Kizayas, as long as it's Mesurim Biyotcha, rather than have to be Tolui in a Basar Vidam. So just before we end, we'll stop here, but one final Ha'ar, that is, so Parshas Noach begins, Eila told this Noach, Noach ish Tzadik, Tamim Hoya B'dei Roysav, Esolikim Esalik Noach. The Chsam Sofer, the beginning of Parshas Noach says a dover noira. He says, Yesh loymar, Eilu told us Noach, al derech remes, pimash amru chazal, that when Noach passed away, Avram Avinu was 58 years old. Ben nun ches shonim hoy Avram, kishemes Noach. Ben Bechaya brings it, that Avram Avinu was 58 when Noach died. So listen to this. It says, v'zhinei ze ikr piryoi v'todoysa shal Noach. Noach's ikr nachas, his ikur peiros, his ikur toldos was Avram Avinu. Shezochal lirois Avram miyotzech halotzav, that he was zoicha to see an enoko like Avram Avinu. Va'oz, and it was then that nistalik noyach mina oilam, v'hisalik esu alikim, benucha al yoyna. So says the Chassam Sofer, this is how you read the Pasuk. Eile toldos noyach, you want to know what toldos noyach was? Noyach, nun ches, 58, the 58 years that he was zoicha to live with his enokel, his great-great-great-great-grandson, Avram Avinu, who was referring to Avram, an ish tzadik, otamim hayah b'day roisav, and it was after he saw that such a tzaddik was going to come from his offspring, he was ready to give his neshama back to Hashem. He's ready to go back to the Olam HaEmes. He can go with the Ruachite. He's calm because he realized that he did something special, that he was maimid an enakel like Avraham Avinu. So the ikar nachas that Noach had was Noach. Avraham Avinu, the 58 years that he was zoicha to live together and have naches from a grandson like Avraham Avinu. Unbelievable. But I was thinking, you know, we just learned the Gemara. Yesh darshan lignai, v'yesh darshan l'shvach, that Noach, as great as he was, he didn't reach the madregas of Avraham Avinu. Noach needed a sa'ad l'toymchay, es olikim es halich Noach. In contrast to Avraham Avinu, who was his halich l'fonai v'yeh samim, Avraham Avinu was able to walk by himself. Noach was matzachein be'enei Hashem. The reason Noach was saved was only because he was matzachein. Noach couldn't be makar of his generation. Noach never reached the levels, perhaps, that Avraham Avinu would reach, that people in the next generations would reach. But you know what Noach did do? Noach paved the road. That's what Noach did. Maybe Noach couldn't have reached the madrigas of Avraham Avinu. He couldn't have. He lived in a very different time than Avraham Avinu lived. Noach lived in a time that was a post-Holocaust era, where the entire world was charev, where everything was completely obliterated, where it was a struggle simply to be a frum yid, where keeping Shabbos was an assignment. You couldn't keep a job if you wanted to keep Shabbos. And in that generation, was it expected for people to be able to sit and be in koilu and to be able to learn and to be marbitz Torah? I don't know. Maybe it was too hard. It was impossible. People had to wake up in the morning. They had to fight and struggle literally to keep Shabbos. Those were the nesiyonis. To keep tayros hamishpacha. The women didn't go to mikvah for years because they couldn't find a mikvah. Those were the nesiyonis. Those were the struggles. So in that generation, you're right. But they were great people. Had they lived in our generation? I don't know. Maybe not. But here's the bottom line. We couldn't do what we're doing were it not for that generation. Noach never reached the madregas of Avraham Avinu. Hitaka didn't. But at the same time, Noach did realize, and he realizes the last 58 years of his life, that everything that he had done was l'tayeles. He was planting. He was taking root, a movement that one day would come to Yoytzei Chalotzov, that would be Avraham Avinu. And Noach saw that. He realized, that's like Kim is out now, I'm ready to go back. It's true, Noach never became Avraham, but Avraham was Noach's grandson. And Avraham doesn't come to the scene if you don't have a Noach. That's the takeaway.